Norwich on the right.
Now,
Mary Quinn is the Wellington District Crime Manager. Mike Arlich is the Wellington City CIB CIB Chief.
I'm just going to paraphrase a media release which has just gone out, and there are a couple of still digital photographs which go with that particular press release. The Red Rocks homicide team has been very, very pleased with the amount of information coming out of the public. A lot of it has come through our hotline, the 0508 hotline number, and a lot of it has come directly into the investigation, and we are making progress around establishing what went on at Red Rocks, Ohio Bay over Saturday night, Sunday morning. But we still do not have anybody who can say that they have seen any activity which we can say with any certainty was the depositing of the victim at the site that we found him. We've had a number of people ring in and nominate their friends and some family members as being potential victims, and we're working through those at the moment. You'll appreciate that we need to be very careful that we are quite precise about that inquiry. If we were to find somebody absent from their home, clearly that is a potential crime scene to us, so we have to be very meticulous in how we go about developing information about potential victims. We have been happy with what we have gathered so far, but we're asking for persons who were in the Ohio Bay quarry area from dusk to dawn on Saturday and Sunday to make themselves available to be spoken to contact us on that number. We will also have a lot of staff down there who are asking questions of persons who live in the vicinity and those that use the walkway. And I ask for their indulgence and those that may be spoken to two or three times by police officers. That's not an indication of a lack of professionalism in the investigation. We just want to speak to everybody who's moving around in that area. Late last night, we finished with the post-mortem examination, and I have previously described the horrific injuries which our officers found at the crime scene, and I can now tell you that the victim was also severely beaten around the head and has several skull fractures as a consequence of that beating. This is a horrific crime in anybody's description, and so on top of looking for the cutting instruments that may have severed his hands and cut deep into his throat, we're also looking for the blunt battering instrument that would have been used to inflict the very, very serious head injuries. The shoreline search continues, and the public access is still restrained, and it may still be so until tomorrow, but we're actually having some limited access allowed through there for persons who need to get through past where we found the victim. But we would expect to release that completely at least by midday tomorrow, but we will be back there on regular occasions over the next few days or even weeks to see what else might come up with the sea and with the tide. We are still looking for our victim's hands. We are still looking for our victim's clothing that he obviously would have worn on his body. We are still obviously looking for the weapons used in this attack. Where they might be is for the investigation still to discover. Somewhere in this city is a murder scene that will be filled with blood or would have caused somebody to spend significant time in cleaning it up. That's more than a one-person job, in my view, and we know that there are persons out there who will know about this crime, and we want them to come forward to us and tell us why this crime occurred. I just reiterate that any information that the members of the public have can come through the hotline number 0508 733 762. Our media and liaison officer has three photographs to show you, which are the clothing from our victim. The first one is of a pair of black shoes. They are Blazer brand shoes, black imitation leather, slip-on style, black rubber soles with an orange diamond design on the bottom. They are available on our website, and there is a hard copy available for you here to take away with you. The other two photographs relate to the distinctive belt that our victim was wearing. It's a black leather belt with a silver and black decorative buckle, and it features the Dunhill brand. The belt is a copy belt, we believe, rather than a genuine Dunhill version, a replica or an imitation of an original Dunhill. It is peculiar. We can't find anyone immediately who sells the replicas in this city. Okay.
Any questions?
Detective Inspector, given the injuries, do you think you're looking for one offender or more?
Who's responsible for the death? It could have been one person or more. But one must suppose that the carriage of a body is not something that one person does easily, but it could be one person that we're looking for.
Clothing items don't suggest that he was a particularly wealthy person. He's wearing vinyl shoes and a copper belt. I mean, has he formed a view on what sort of a person he might be?
No, not really. I am of similar view. They aren't apparently expensive clothing, but I don't hold a view as to whether or not he's a wealthy man or not.
And do you have any progress at all on identifying him? Do you have dental records?
We have had the forensic dentists in to collect the information needed for potential dental identification. And we're working hard, obviously, on trying to identify him.
Do you have a time on when they might help, or how long that would take?
No.
Detective, can you tell us whether you've had several poor people offering identity of the victim? Do any of them corroborate each other? are there any calls which coincide?
No.
He's a European man. Are you able to tell us whether he's Italian? Can you pinpoint his nationality?
No, not really. All I can tell you that he doesn't. He hasn't been a man who's spent a great deal of time in the outdoors. He's not tanned. He's of pale skin. But other than that, his ethnic background is still a mystery.
Are you able to tell us the cause of death?
No, the questions around cause of death remain to be finalised with the results of laboratory examination required in this type of case. Very difficult and very time consuming. A lot of questions are asked and need to be answered before we could identify the actual cause of death.
What about the climate?
Sorry?
What about the climate?
No, similarly, that's another one of those questions that remains to be answered. They will obviously be answered before the investigation is concluded.
So we don't know whether the injuries, particularly the severing, was caused before or after death?
That's a question that remains unanswered.
Is the clothing made in New Zealand?
No, all of the clothing is made, sorry, the shoes are made in China, and the trousers are made in China. And the belt, we are not certain of.
Given the injuries, do you think someone has deliberately tried to conceal his identity?
Well, that's one conclusion you could reach as to why they might sever somebody's hands, but there are others which are open to the investigation to consider.
What kind of person would do this?
Well, in an investigation like this, the police must consider all options, and it would be foolish to actually start to focus on a motive without finding more evidence to support that sort of motive.
Why would someone want to do this? Cut a person's hand off?
Your answer is as good as mine.
You have a lot of experience, maybe Mike?
Lots of possibilities. Although it would seem that they're trying to hide the identity in that way, that they're expecting that person's identity is in your records, that you can go through them.
That's a supposition which would be dangerous for the investigation to make as the motive for severing hands. And hence, I say the motive for that action by the offender has to be established.
Although, are you checking through your own files to see if there's someone who may fit that description has already been known to police?
Oh, absolutely. We have trawled through our missing persons files. Our victim doesn't have other marks of identity on his body, and so it remains for us to finalise the identity of him.
How about the criminal files? Have you gone through those as well?
How would we do that again?
Well, presumably you had people on your records who maybe of that age group who have been through the court system or the jail before.
Let me assure you, there are just hundreds of thousands of men who have been arrested that would fit this victim's description. I suppose eventually we might get to that line of inquiry if the public cannot help us in identifying.
Are you certain he's from Wellington?
No.
And you also said, you definitely think, well, you're not definitely, but you're somewhere in the city where this has happened. How did that... What you've got to
point to there. Yes, well, I would say that I would expect to find a crime scene in the greater Wellington area, but that's not the only option, as we know.
You said he was driven to Orfettle Bay. Can you tell us more about how you came to that conclusion?
We have an opinion that he has come by land vehicle to the site not too far from where his body was found. And we've just got to finalise our views on that before we would say with absolute certainty that was the case. And of course that would be as a consequence of some of the forensic examinations required around the exhibits from that area.
Did you find any blood?
I won't comment on what we found in the crime scene.
What's your plan of action for the next 24 hours?
Our plan of action is to try to further identify or to positively identify our victim, and also to make sure that we have really reinforced the information that we gather about the movements of people in the Ohio Bay Red Rocks area over that vital period.
Why are you so sure he was taken there? Was the body not in the water for very long?
There are some indications at our crime scene that he was taken there by land vehicle. That needs to be firmed up.
And were the sea conditions, would they have been pushing the body out or in? Did they take it to the right bay for water conditions?
I don't have that detail right now myself, but it isn't certainly in the file.
How many over 60-year-olds are missing in the country?
I got no idea at all.
How come?
Well, all I know is there's nobody who is reported missing over 60 or even over 50 who fits the description of our victim.
Could he be a new immigrant?
We remain open to all possibilities.
Have you established how long he was in the
world? No.
I know it seems very strange, but there's been a severed foot found near Foxton. Are you open to any links here, or is this someone who's going around cutting off?
I've spoken with the investigators in the Manawatu. There is no apparent link at all between the two. Okay, Kay, do you have how they might find the...
Are these the actual shoes?
No, those are freshly purchased shoes.
Of the same description as that worn by the victim. The photos of the belt are the victim's belt.
Do you want to do that?
And we will email those photos and get them on the police website. as soon as possible after this conference.
What about a possible photo sketch or something like that?
Yes, we've had a desire, obviously, to identify our victim as quickly as possible. And one way is to try and get a photograph into the public arena, but you'll understand there's a few sensitivities there. We have to get an appropriate photograph for publication, and that's something which we are still working on, and we would hope not to be have to do that, but if we do, we will put a photograph in your hands for publication, because that would be helpful to the investigation. Now, just in conclusion, the investigation currently headed by myself and Detective Inspector Arnerich is back from being on leave, and together we will be working on the command of this investigation, but by tomorrow evening the investigation will be entirely in Mike's command, and he has a very, very, very talented bunch of investigators, over 50 of them currently working on the investigation. From tomorrow evening, Mike will be in full command.
So what's your cell phone and home number?
No. Good try.
If you haven't got those, then you haven't been doing your job.
Okay. Thanks very much.